Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cry as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, we feel your glory, and let your trust rise.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning broadcast. Amen. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and we want to give Apostle thanks for allowing myself to sit in for her this morning. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38:12 from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? Amen. This is the time of day. As our day starts, that we give our day commands, we legislate instructions in the earth as we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Before we get started, if you'd be so kind, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Here you can leave or inbox your prayer requests throughout the week. You can leave or inbox testimonies. We love to hear and celebrate testimonies. You can leave your prayer requests and allow us to add our faith to yours and be in agreement with you, as the word says. Where there are two or more of you that agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done for you by the Father. And that's Matthew 18:19. So please send us your prayer requests. Allow us to add our faith to yours. Allow us to be in agreement with you, as well as intercede God's throne of grace on your behalf. Amen. You can also engage the ministry. You can ask life questions, biblical questions, and we will get those questions answered for you. And it's just another way to engage and connect with the ministry through social media. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. We welcome you. So please join us on social media. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning, as we are about to initiate our prayer. And as always, when we start, we start with praise and worship. So let's go ahead and get started. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we just magnify your name. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father God, we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. We give you praise this morning, Father. We give you thanks and praise this morning. Thank you for your blessing, Father, that is on us. Father, thank you for your favor that is on us, your favor that goes out before us and surrounds us as with a shield. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, Father. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Holy Spirit, guide our mouths, our minds, hallelujah, as we go forth in prayer. Father, create in us a right spirit right now, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, the ones we know of and the ones we don't know of, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, clean us up now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We want to pray for those, Father, that have family abroad, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just ask that you bless them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we want to pray for those kids, Father, that are being bullied, Father. Those that are doing the bullying, Father, we ask that you touch their hearts even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever issues, Father, are going on in their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask that your will be done, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we want to uplift those, Father, that have lost family members, Father, in disasters, Father. Whatever type of disaster, strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Strengthen them and restore them, Father. Heal them, Father, and soothe them, Father. Comfort them, Father, during this time of bereavement, Father, or sadness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just begin to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, whatever is lost, Father, Father, we ask, Father, that it is restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Finances, wisdom, love, O Heavenly Father, companionship, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, whatever is lost, whatever is missing, Father, in the name of Jesus, free and declared, restored right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Laban, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of our prayers for her. We remind you, Father, of our prayers for healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the command we gave the cells in her body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you, Father, of the devils and demons that we cast out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we remind you of the prayer to guide the hands and the minds of the doctors and the surgeons. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, of how to apply medicine to her body. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, send your ministering angel to minister to her now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and give you praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We pray for AJ's little cousin, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You know what his family. family stands in need of, Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, to stir up the gifts in these children, Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, Father, for the anointing, Father, to fall on these children, their teachers, Father, their parents, Father, their family members, Father, that they are surrounded, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, with anointed wives and anointed men and women of God, Father, to infiltrate, Father, and be placed in their circle of influence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers for us, our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We remind you of the devils and demons that we cast out from before him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The devils and the demons, Father, that we have cast out from the White House, O Heavenly Father. The devils and demons, Father, that we have cast out from the face, Father, of all our world leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for those that are hungry, the homeless, Father, the oppressed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you, O Heavenly Father, of the prayers, Father, that we have prayed, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed, Father, for those, Father, in war-torn countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just decree and declare, Father, that all is well with them. Father, that their borders and their walls will no longer be known for violence, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, but their gates shall be called praise and their walls salvation, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers that we have prayed for the city of Chicago, the west side, the south side, Father, the north side, Father, the east side, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, that this city will no longer be known for violence, Father, but it is a Garden of Eden, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers that we have prayed for those that are fighting addictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that this is a battle that they win. Father, no more lost lives, no more death, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command right now in the name of Jesus, you foul and wicked spirits that have snatched, that have grabbed hold of these individuals, we bind you up now in the mighty name of Jesus and command you and command in the name of Jesus that you release these individuals now. They are released now in the name of Jesus. You must go now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father, we just want to pray over businesses, Father. Father, we want to pray over righteous business, Father, that they grow, O Heavenly Father, that more and more righteous business, Father, grow, Father, and do well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. As your word says, as the law says, the wealth of the wicked are laid up for the righteous. The wealth of the wicked are laid up for the righteous, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, we uplift your name. Thank you, Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for, Father, sick children, O Heavenly Father. children's hospitals, those with diseases, Father, that have no name, Father, that nobody knows about, Father. There has been very little study for, Father, rare diseases, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and command their healing now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to these children now. Get up. You are restored. You are healed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command every sickness, every affliction to fall away from you right now, to dry up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, get up now out of your bed of affliction now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just uplift those men and women, Father, that you have, Father, raised up, O Heavenly Father, that are running for office, Father, in this country. Father, in the name of Jesus, just continue, Father, to open doors, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the way that you've paved for them, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for the crooked ways that you have made straight for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you just continue to give them messages, downloads, O Heavenly Father, instructions, Father, on how to operate, Father, and what to do, Father, when they are in office, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray a prayer of protection around them, Father. We bind up every devil and every demon, Father, that will come against them. We decree and declare, Father, they shall not eat the fruits of the prayers of the wicked, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, and, Father, that you will keep them far from evil, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit, Father, that are waiting, Father, in governors, mansions, Father, halls of Congress, Father, hall of courts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We come against every devil and demon, Father, that may try to come against them, Father, in the form of political aids, O Heavenly Father, assistance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, that they are victorious, Father, and that they are able to do a job well done, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. Father, we come against this day, Father, today, Father, backdoor deals, Father, underhanded deals, Father, with countries, with leaders, O Heavenly Father, businesses, Father, global business, Father, where, Father, they are trying to control economies and countries, Father, and circumvent democracy, Father, circumvent and control and oppress people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against these wickednesses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just ask that your will be done, Father. Your will be done, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask for justice, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before you, Father, seeking justice, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for spiritual leaders, Father, to strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to restore them. Continue to renew them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Give your people an ear to hear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a desire to hear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the seeds of the word that we hear, Father, take root and grow and produce a mighty harvest, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Help us, Father, to continue to grow from faith to faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we just thank you and magnify your name. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we want to uplift those, oh Heavenly Father, those places, Father, that have been affected by disasters, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we loose your provisions, Father, so there's more than enough, Father, to cover the needs, Father, of those food, Father, water, oh Heavenly Father, clean water, Father, medicine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Any and all provisions, Father, that are desired, that are needed, Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers for the homeless man and woman and child, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that there are doors open, there are shelters open, Father, there are places open, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for them to reside, O Heavenly Father, in warmth and in comfort, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that there is more than enough food, there is more than enough compassion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Father. We ask that you give your angels charge over these individuals, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, or discomfort, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we ask that you bring home every child that is missing, Father, that is unaccounted for, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, touch the hearts of those, Father, that have snatched away, Father, that have stolen children, Father, even adults, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their hearts right now, Father. Let those that have done harm do no more harm, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We give you praise right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you and we honor you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to remind you of our prayers, Father, for those, Father, that are married, Father, for marriages. Father, we just ask that you continue to strengthen marriages, Father, day by day, O Heavenly Father, hour by hour, minute by minute, Father. We come against the spirits of selfishness and division, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just, Father, decree and declare, Father, the spirit of love and unity and understanding, Father, have their way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts in the husbands, Father, and the wives. Anoint them, O Heavenly Father, to walk in their prospective ministries, O Heavenly Father, and minister to each other, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let the truly operate as one, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are those out there, Father, that have prayed for spouses, O Heavenly Father. Father, prepare each of them, Father, and bring them, Father, into, Father, the company of their future spouses, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you said, Father, man should not be alone. Father, two are better than one. So, Father, we just decree and declare, Father, that the two come together. Father, there is a spirit of unity, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding, happiness, romance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. And the glory is yours, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, we just uplift, Father, even marriage ceremonies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we want to just pray for those, Father, the unsaved man and woman, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask, Father, that those that we have prayed for, O Heavenly Father, we remind you of our prayers for those, Father, that we have prayed, Father, that salvation is introduced to them, Father, and that they would receive salvation, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and become saved. Father, we thank you for you so loved the world. You so loved us, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that you sent your only begotten Son, Father. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name, Father. And as always, O Heavenly Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have and that you may grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. Father, for we know you through the Son, and we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being, Father, has and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced when you raised Christ from the dead and you seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and you appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers, Father God. And we just thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift veterans, O Heavenly Father. Veterans, Father, children, Father, police officers, Father, those that are dealing with PTSD, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just decree and declare right now their healing, Father, their restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirits of suicide right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send your ministering angels to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we stand in the place of intercession for these individuals right now, Father, asking for their healing. asking for their restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Asking, Father, that they are built up again, Father, that they are strengthened, Father. Hallelujah, Father. That they, Father, that they are given joy again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up every wicked and demonic spirit that has attacked them and have come against them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to every spirit now. You must release them now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and command you must release them now and never to return to bother them again. They will no longer eat of the fruit of your work in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, the healing is so right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and give you praise right now. We thank you, Father God, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Father God, we give you glory. We give you glory this morning, Father. We give you glory and magnify your name. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all these words that we have spoken boldly before your throne of grace, Father, we decree and declare them to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Amen. Amen. Did you have anything to share with us this morning?
I really wanted to, which I believe you've covered, get the sick and afflicted, pray for in the hospital, especially our dear sister Raven. Just really, really undergirding her in prayer because she had to have two emergency procedures yesterday, not revealing anything more than that. But just wanted to really undergird her and then undergird those who are traveling this weekend, the men and women of God who are traveling for various reasons, having them covered in prayer. But I'm just grateful for also God giving me a word on intercession and how important it is for leadership to be covered as they are doing the work of the Lord, you know, as they are out covering and out ministering. They need to be covered so there's a certain level of intercession that needs to be had when we are out in the highways and the byways. So I was just calling in for that. And on behalf of a couple of people who wanted to call in today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So I'll go ahead and cover those prayer points as well. So, Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we just want to bring before your throne of grace, Father, with boldness and with confidence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that is all is well with Sister Raven, Father. You know the prayers, Father, we have continuously brought before your throne of grace, Father. We ask that you just continue to strengthen, Father, reassure the family, Father. Keep them strengthened, O Heavenly Father. Father, just we ask, Father, that your will be done in this situation, Father. And, Father, that raven is completely restored, Father. You know, Father, we have cast out demons from around her, Father. Father, we have come against this affliction. We have stood firm, Father, before this affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, that you will never leave her or forsake her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, that all is well with her, Father. You are the God, Father, that have redeemed her, Father, from every sickness and every plague. Father, that you have turned the curse into a blessing, Father, because you love her.
Yes,
Father,
God.
It will be well with her, and Father, her days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Father, it is well with her. Her days are multiplied, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you, Father, have taken sickness away from the midst of her and the number of her days, Father, you will fulfill.
Hmm.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, ravens shall come to her grave in a full age as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Father, she shall be buried at a good old age, O Heavenly Father. You have promised her, Father, her days will be 120 years, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you are the Lord, Father, that healeth us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you will heal all of us, Father, who have need of healing, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We stand in the position of intercessors, O Heavenly Father, and we can believe, Father. And your word says, if you can believe, all things are possible to us who believe, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, O Heavenly Father, that you have healed Raven's body. Father, that you have touched her body, Father. Father, that you would heal those, Father, that we have prayed for. As your word says, if any of you are sick, Father, let them go to the elders of the church.
Yes,
and Father, and we will pray the prayer of faith. And Father, that they shall recover, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare ravens. Father, we decree and declare those that are sick and afflicted, Father. We have prayed the prayer of faith, O Heavenly Father, with boldness and in agreement, and Father, that they shall recover this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall recover this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the glory is yours, Father, and we thank you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we get to observe it. And, Father, see your glory in action, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you right now, Father, and uplift your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that are traveling, O Heavenly Father. Those that are traveling, Father, over the roads, those that are on trains, buses, and airplanes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Give your angels charge over your people's travels, O Heavenly Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Give them favor, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them favor as they travel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And because of the favor that you have placed on them, Father, rules change, Father, protocols change, situations change, minds and hearts change, Father, in their favor, Father. Situations change in their favor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. People are upgraded, Father, from coach to first class, oh Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father, they're offered free beverages, free food, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the red carpet is laid out for your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name and give you praise today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we decree these things to be so, and we say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Again, welcome to FMLC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with our overseer of FMFC, Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, Incorporated, Dr. Rosalind Overton. Amen. We just want to honor her this morning. Praise God and thank her for joining us on the line today. As well, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and if you would be so kind to like the page, here you can leave or inbox your prayer request. You can inbox or leave testimony. We love to hear testimonies. We love to hear victory reports. You can engage the ministry. You can ask questions, biblical questions, questions pertaining to life, and we will answer those questions for you biblically, amen. But please go to the page and like the page and engage and follow the ministry, if you will. Our time is winding down. Did you have anything else, Apostle?
No, I just want to pray for you this morning, Pastor Mel.
Oh, please do. Yes, ma'am.
Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord God, for just this day to be able to command our morning and for you endowing us with your power and, Lord God, anointing to be able to do so, Lord God, that everything that we speak, we get to form it into the manifestation of the earth. And so, Lord God, in that we say thank you. We praise you for that and not take it for granted. Father, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin on today. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up Pastor Mel, your son, Lord God, in a mighty way, in a ever-needing way, Lord God, that there would be no lack in his life, Lord, whether it be in mind, body, or soul, that you have already met the need before he even asked. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you would just bless him for his sacrifice that he makes. Lord God, being on the prayer line, doing the work of the ministry, and Lord God, for everything that he pours out in his daily life. I ask that you would just be with him, give him the wisdom, give him the instruction, give him the guidance, God, that he needs to go throughout his daily decisions and business, decisions with family, decisions with loved ones, Lord God, and forthcoming events, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that everything, Lord God, that has been formed against him shall not prosper. The enemy cannot prosper in his life, and that he is high, lifted up, Lord God, before you. And Lord God, that he has angels of protection all around him, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name, Lord God, for those hidden in those secret prayers that he has prayed. You still have already answered them according to your will and purpose. Father,
yes.
Now I ask you, Lord God, to command his day, command his weekend, command his week, Lord God, and make it clear unto him everything that he should be doing, not according to his flesh, but according to your heart, Lord God, and so that he will walk synchronized and syncopated according to your footsteps, Lord God, and your will and purpose in his life. Cover him with the blood. We bind up all backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that it's already been done, already been victorious. All he needs to do is live it out. In Jesus' name, I do pray and decree it to be so.
And it is so. Amen. Amen. Well, again, we thank you for joining us this week. Please be so kind to join us again next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time or Midwestern Time, Chicago time, if you will. We thank you for joining us, and those who will listen to the broadcast at a later time, we thank you and we pray that the prayer blesses you in the mighty name of Jesus. We will see you next week. Remember, we love you. God loves you. You are favored. And because you are favored of the Lord, situations change, laws change, rules change, protocol changes. Anything that you need to change in your favor will change because the favor of God that goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. Again, thank you. Oh, before we go, we have a caller that just came on, and we want to avail ourselves to them. So please, if you would. Caller from last four numbers of their phone number, 8946. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, sir.
Amen. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Tashe.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said this is Tashe.
Oh, good morning, Tashe. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm just getting off work, so I looked online and see that you guys were on, so I just jumped on to listen in.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Did you have a prayer request this morning, Tashe?
Yes, sir. Yes, well, a situation that I've been dealing with for quite some time, and I've been praying about it. So I'm just believing God for change. Just change, I don't know. Well, God has spoken some things to me, but I know that I see different. I see the situation different. God has spoken to me, and I know I'm not supposed to look at the situation, but look at what God spoke to me, and I'm supposed to walk by faith. So sometimes my faith gets a little shaky, so I just want to pray about it.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Apostle, did you want me to cover that prayer request, or would you like to cover it?
Sure, I'll cover it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Father in heaven, we thank you right now for Tashe calling in this morning and wanting to stand in faith and believe and trust, Lord God, the things that you have spoken into her life already, Lord God. We know trials and tribulations come. We know, Lord God, that the enemy would desire to sift us as wheat and discourage, try to discourage, try to bring down, try to trot us down mentally and make us emotionally drained and fatigued. But Lord, I thank you that she had a mind to even call in and say, oh no, I want to believe what God said. And so would you all pray? Would you link your faith with mine? And so, Lord God, that's exactly what we do for her on today, even as she's exiting her job. Lord God, I ask that you would just cover her in the name of Jesus. Cover her travels, oh God. Keep her safe from the enemy. We bind up the accidents. We bind up tickets or mechanical failures, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I speak to her mind to have a mind of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that if she decides, Lord God, to pursue everything that you say, that you will keep her encouraged in it. Keep her, Lord God, excited for it. Keep her, in the name of Jesus, trusting in it, because why? You said it, Lord God. So when you say it, we believe it. It is settled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will send angels to undergird her, even in this season of her life, that when she may get tired or may get weary, excuse me, you said, Lord God, we shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint, oh God, Jesus. So even, Lord God, as she's on this road, Lord God, of belief, this road of trust, this road of destiny, that, Lord God, she's going to run it and not be weary. So I speak right now that she will continuously have running in her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, running for you, flesh being died out, and running in the spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just cover her with the blood. Lord God, we just send her angels to encourage her, even in the wee hours of the morning when she thinks, oh God, oh, I'm up early. Maybe I could do a little bit more, get some household things done. Let her know and understand that it is you all's time and that you're only trying to speak to her, that you're only trying to offer her some wisdom and some guidance. So, Lord God, I thank you for the angels that will gently wake her up, oh God, and make her keen and alert in the name of Jesus, in the spirit realm, to be able to see and hear you clearly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that she'll be on fire for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord Amen. God, that every time that the enemy might come to try her, that she will see and know that, oh no, let me get a scripture. Oh no, let me turn on a worship song and begin to fall to her knees, because praise confounds the enemy. So we speak a spirit of praise on her. We speak a spirit of prayer upon her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter what, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it even may sound like, that she'll be on fire and encouraged to walk with you even the more in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we do bind up the backlash. God, we bind up retaliation, and we command her day. We command her week to be a week of peace, a week of restoration in the name of Jesus, a week of joy. Oh, for the joy of the Lord is her strength. Hallelujah, God, that she'll have it and be saturated in it. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you in advance, calling it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I say, as Apostle was praying, the Lord is saying he's going to meet you in his word. So spend
spend a few, dedicate a few minutes a day, every day, to just open the Word of God and to just read the Word of God every single day for a few minutes. That few minutes is going to grow as you do this daily. But you want to commit a period of time every day. It doesn't have to be a whole hour, 5 minutes or more, to just get in the Word of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're more than welcome. But again, thank you. We will continue to pray for you throughout the week. We'll continue adding our faith to yours throughout the week. And when you get when the breakthrough manifests, please let us know. Give us a testimony. Let us know how it manifests. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God bless you both, and I thank you both so much. Really
good. You are more than welcome, and please join us next week. And if you know of others that need prayer, invite a friend.
I sure will.
What days
are you down?
Every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Exactly. And what I'll do is I will take your phone number and I'll add you to our reminder list. So we send out a reminder every Friday, and it just gives you a reminder that we'll be praying the following morning with the phone number. You can forward that text out and invite anyone that might want to join us and pray and worship the Lord.
Yes, sir. That's what I'll do. I'm gonna give
Amen.
My friend your number and let her know that you guys are on Saturday, every Saturday.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. Our time is drawing a little nigh, but we praise God that we got the opportunity to pray with you, that you got a word from the Lord, and that your situation is already being worked out. Amen.
Amen.
So again, thank you for joining us. We will reconvene next week at 6 a.m. As usual.
Excuse me, Pastor. I'm sorry. But
yes,
just
ma'am.
Remind her that she can also like the Facebook page to get updates and submit prayer requests. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. We love you with the love of Jesus. We want to bless people.
Amen. Amen. And just remember. Oh, but again, don't thank us. Thank God. The glory is the Lord.
Yeah, I do. I thank God, but I thank God for you guys. I really do.
Amen. 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 Well, again, we look forward to hearing from you again. Look forward to you calling in and inviting others as well. And just remember, the favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. Be in expectation of that favor to manifest. Amen. And
Amen.
Remember that we love you, and we will see you soon. God bless.
God bless.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord. the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church say, let the church say.